From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with The Week in Review. And there was only one story over the past 7 days, the invasion of the US Congress by conspiracy theory supporters of President Trump, incited by President Trump at a Save America rally in Washington on Wednesday. He told them Vice President Mike Pence had the authority to overturn Joe Biden's election win, and while that was a lie, his supporters believed him.
We're going to the Capitol. We're going to try and give our Republicans the kind of pride and boldness that they need to take back our country.
The president did not, as he promised, join the rioters as they headed to Capitol Hill. What happened next stunned the nation and the world and called into question the strength of American democracy. For more than 3 hours, the protesters ransacked the building. Some of them had been encouraged to enter by members of the Capitol Hill police. The police chief would go on to resign, but a massive investigation is underway. 5 people died as a result of the riot, including a Capitol Police officer attacked with a fire extinguisher. Rioter Jenny Cudd from Texas told supporters of her involvement in a Facebook Live transmission from the building.
We just pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and yelled go and yelled charge and on and on and on. And we got in.
President Trump at first failed to ask the mob to leave the building. Eventually, under pressure, he released a video.
This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. But go home and go home in peace.
24 hours later, he would go on to claim that, in fact, the rioters were violent criminals who needed to be arrested. The same men and women 24 hours earlier he had called great patriots. President Trump finally conceded that he had lost the election and that Joe Biden would succeed him, but then said he wouldn't attend the inauguration. By the end of the week, America was awash in calls for the president to be removed from power. Among those leading them, Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger from Illinois, one of a growing number of voices arguing that the president is mentally ill.
All indications are that the president has become unmoored, not just from his duty, nor even his oath, but from reality itself. The president is unfit, and the president is unwell.
By the end of the week, the FBI was rounding up alleged participants in the riot. Democrats released articles of impeachment accusing President Trump of insurrection. He remained isolated at the White House, where a slew of resignations since Wednesday had left open questions about the extent to which many of his government departments are still functioning. From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN. Among those speaking out about the president's culpability for Wednesday's bloodshed, his own former chief of staff, General John Kelly, who enabled President Trump's daily activities for 18 months at the White House, spoke on Thursday night to CNN and backed the idea of the president's removal from power.
The behavior yesterday and the weeks and months before that has just been outrageous from the president. And what happened on Capitol Hill yesterday is a direct result of his poisoning the minds of people with the lies and the frauds.
On Friday, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, said she had spoken to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, to ensure there were safeguards in place to prevent a president she called unhinged from launching a nuclear attack. The week saw the complete rupture of the relationship between President Trump and his constantly loyal Vice President Mike Pence. Officials who quit the Trump administration included Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, and Stephanie Grisham, the chief of staff for First Lady Melania Trump, from the First Lady, who has led the Be Best campaign to try and improve public behavior and civil discourse, there has been not one word. But from the rioters, as they left the Capitol building on Wednesday, there was a threat of more to come.
We all come in!
And that's how we come back! We won't be peaceful!
Yeah!
You better lay down your weapons next time we come back!
Back, baby.
Dangerous words in a city that increasingly looks like a fortress ahead of Joe Biden's inauguration in just 10 days. We'll have full coverage of that inauguration and all the unpredictable events that lie ahead between now and then, here and on Twitter at Feature Story. And that is The Week in Review from Feature Story News. Simon Marks reporting.